الحافظ الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eaters.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, generally in this dunya that we live, insan wants everything that is the best for him. That is his nature, be it a man, woman, someone who is young, someone who is old. Whatever he wants in his life, he wants the best. Even if he can't afford the best, then he will start dreaming of that which is the best. He will want the best car, the best house, the best seat, the best view, the best clothes, best friends, the best job, best shoes, trainers. Wherever he goes, this is the fitrat of insan, that whatever he sees, he wants everything that is the best. He does not want something that is second class or third class, the best. And so, continuing from our last session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beautiful name is Al-Warithu. And I had explained that Al-Warithu means the one who is the supreme inheritor. The one who is the supreme inheritor. That was explained, Al-Warithu. And I don't wish to go back into that. And so what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is that we also understand, living in this dunya, that we choose the best for ourselves. What is it? That we choose that which is the best. So when Allah is saying that I am Al-Warith, the supreme inheritor, and you have Iman, so you have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have. And therefore Allah is saying, choose the best. And the best is not the best of the house that is of this dunya, the car that is of this dunya, the job that is of this dunya, the clothes that are of this dunya. Alhamdulillah, you know, whatever Allah gives you, you say Alhamdulillah to that. That is dunya, and dunya will come to everybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that be intelligent people and choose that which is the best of the best. And Allah is saying to us that select Jannat. In your dunya, think of Jannah. What is it? And if you think of Jannah, you are an intelligent man. Imagine that your every desire and your every wish is fulfilled, and fulfilled in such a way, subhanallah, multiplied infinitely. I don't know how to explain this to you. But whatever you wish, whatever is your desire in Jannah, multiplied infinitely, Allah will give that to you. In this dunya, a person can be given all the ni'mah. But subhanallah, you buy the most beautiful car, brand new, after 10 years, it will give you problems. You buy a beautiful mansion, after 10 years, you'll have to call the plumber, the electrician, somebody will have to come and put some decoration back on. And even if you have something which is the best of the best, it is still not the best, because next year something else will come out and you will want to chase that. But Jannah is not that. Jannah has no expiry date. Everything in Jannah is the best of the best. So Allah is saying to us that I am your Lord, I am Al-Waris, the supreme inheritor. And what I want is for you to inherit the best of the best. Don't look at the landscape of this dunya. This is your zarurat. What is it? Like when a person is traveling and he will take with him, you know, a few things, one suitcase for that safar, for one travel, and that amount of money, and he will book his reservation for that period of time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this dunya is very short for you. Choose the best of the best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us choose the best of the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. And they are, those are the true inheritors. And this is a very beautiful verse of the Quran. The 18th para begins here, Suratul Mu'mineen. What is it? Suratul Mu'mineen. And so we also need to understand the Quran, how the Quran speaks to us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Yahi wo log hai jo waris hai. And these are the people who are the inheritors. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to select the best of the best, as explained to us by His beloved Nabi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask for Jannah, don't be a miser. Don't be a miser. Ask Allah for the best portion of Jannah. Ask Him for Jannatul Firdaus. Ask Him for Jannatul Firdaus. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Him for Jannatul Firdaus. Why? Because Jannat has got many levels, more than 100 levels. How many? More than a. And each level is equivalent to the heavens and the earth. Earth and the heavens. Satu Zameen or Asman. And so that is the distance. And so ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus, because that is the top level of Jannah. And that is the best section of Jannah. And so ask Him, Allah, give me Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. Jannatul. Nowadays even the ittar of Jannatul Firdaus you get very cheap for 150. What kind of a name have you put for this £1.50 bottle? Are bhai. Naam itna uncha diya aur keemat uski itni sasti. The bottle has been given this beautiful name, but the price is so cheap. Jannatul Firdaus. It is the highest level. On top of Jannatul Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah. Is the Arsh of Allah. Anybody who wants very close proximity to his Rabb, and he wants to be the neighbor, because we don't say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confined to any position. This is aqeedah. But just for us to understand that if you want very close proximity to Rabbul Alameen for His rahmat and for His barakat, then that is the position that we aim for. Jannatul Firdaus. What is it? Close to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said this even before, that the residence that is given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is close to the Arsh of Allah in Jannah, the residence has been named as Al-Wasila. Al-Wasila. Al-Wasila is the palace and the residence of Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the section reserved only for Allah's beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family. Al-Wasila. Right on the top. The highest portion of Jannah. And so this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us, that when you aim for something very high, aim for something that is very, very big, very big. So don't choose something that is, you know, of no worth. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Allah is the one who gives, and don't think that you are not worthy of Jannatul Firdaus. Because this order is to every one of us, that when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for Jannatul Firdaus. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I want to give people Jannatul Firdaus. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, and they are the true inheritors. And what will they inherit? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. And they will inherit Firdaus. Firdaus is the name of Jannah. Firdaus is the name of الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And Allah is saying, death will never come to you. You will live and live and live and live and live and live and live. Mort will never come to you. And so here we see, Allah is saying, I want to give you people Jannatul Firdaus. And we are talking about the name of Allah, which is Al-Waris. Al-Waris. So from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about certain conditions and features and qualities that a person needs to have for him to enter into Jannatul Firdaus. And these are very simple, very, very simple functions that we all, alhamdulillah, can take on. It's not something that is an impossible task. Very, very simple. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Truly successful are those believers. Truly successful are those believers. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. This is now number one step and the first task for a person to go towards Jannatul Firdaus. The first step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and they are those who are during their salah humbly submissive. What are they? Humbly submissive. They are very, very humble and they are submissive. So from this ayat-e-kareema, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Jannatul Firdaus is going to be given to you, but repay your salah. What is it? Repay your salah. Don't pray salah as if a dog is chasing you. You know, your salah is your amanat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when you come to me, I want your salah. Your salah should be perfect. Khashi'un means in humility and with full concentration. Now just to give you an example. Imagine, my respected brothers, that you have something very, very important to speak to somebody about. And he is the only person who can sort out your issue. And so you have a meeting with him. And now you are talking to him. And that person is not paying any attention to you. So you are speaking to him of your need and he is looking elsewhere. How will you feel? And that he looks at you now and then, but you can see that his mind and his heart is somewhere else. The mind and the heart is somewhere else. And he is not talking to you and he is paying no attention to you, but you are in your desperation. You know that I have to talk to this person. But this person is not even giving you any attention whatsoever. How will you feel? And when you come out from this meeting and somebody will say to you, how was your meeting? What will you say? Well, I did my part, but that person was not playing ball, he did not give me no attention. It's like as if I was speaking to someone who everything what I said was falling to deaf ears. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are in salah, it is a communication. What is it? It is a communication. And you are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in your first rakat you are in London, in your second rakat you are in Scotland, in your third rakat you are doing tawaf of Kaaba somewhere, and you are dreaming, and you are doing ruku, and you don't know what you prayed. And this is exactly what shaitan does. What does he do? Exactly what shaitan does. You will notice, forgive me, I'm not putting fingers at anybody, but Mufti Zarur Ali Khan said something very ajeeb. Mufti Zarur Ali Khan sahab, he was invited for a bayan somewhere. A man from Pakistan, a great scholar. So they said to him, Hazrat, if you can lead salah and give a speech. So Hazrat led the salah. And he's a very straightforward man. So Hazrat sat on the pulpit and he said, Bhai, it seems that everyone in this masjid is suffering from cough. Kya? Bichare sab bimar hai, kya? All of them are mareez. What are they? Everyone is... So the person that was there, Hazrat said to him, for how long have you had this cough for? So he goes, oh, for 5 months. Oh, for 4 or 5 months you've had a cough? You should be in the hospital. What is it? You should be in the... So Hazrat said to him, that for 4, 5, 6 minutes you cannot take control of your cough. So he says, you know what this is? This is shaitan. Who is it? Shaitan that makes you cough. Shaitan is disturbing you. Shaitan puts something in your throat and you want to rattle it. This happens. So why? So there is no khushu. Why? So you don't inherit Jannatul Firdaus. And there are some people who will perform salah. Electric shock. Oh, electric shock. Kya hota hai? No, really, because I'm the imam, a lot of people tell me, Maulana, you're in the front of, and even if you're at the back, people are scared of you. They won't do this to you. So, they do this to us. Are bhai, what are you doing? Why are you doing this, doing that, doing this in your salah? What are you fighting? You know, khushu and khuzu is not there. Khushu is not there. And this is all from shaitan, yakin mani. You know, if somebody truly is ill, and even outside of namaz, he is coughing all the way, we understand that. But you will find in some of the masjids you go, another man from the third saf, another man from the fourth saf, and puri bas wo, puri yahi cheez hoti hai. Allahu Akbar. You are talking in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the ulama are saying. If you were talking to somebody and if he did not pay attention to you, how would you feel? Imagine Rabbul Alameen, that Allah gave you the time that you can come to me and I will listen to you. Imagine Allah is giving us the time and we are not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our mind is elsewhere. This is not difficult. Wallahi, 5-6 minutes khushu namaz mein, it is the easiest thing in the world. But shaitan makes it very difficult. And people complain as if they have to climb Mount Everest. It is so simple, bhai. Think, I am in front of my Allah. Sheikh Abdullah, great wali of Allah, he once said to his congregation, every salah that I read that this is my last salah and I will not live for the next salah. This is my last salah and I will not live for my next salah. That is how my salah is. And so let us internalize the meaning of salah. We've covered that. at least take out time, mashallah, understand the translation and the tafsir of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Understand Allahu Akbar. Understand the meaning of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. What is the meaning of Iyaka Na'bud wa Iyaka Nasta'een? Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. What is the meaning of Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim? Namaz, let me give you an example. Oh Allah, we are saying to Allah, show us the straight path. Imagine if you did not have the TomTom, SatNav, GPR or whatever, your connections are not there. And imagine there were no sign boards anywhere. You are traveling somewhere and it's a different remote area, but you have your mobile phone and you have to get to a destination. And on the phone you have your friend or your brother and he knows that area really well. And then he's saying to you, bhai, don't worry, for 2 miles go straight, and you're on the phone. Well, it's going to be illegal now, but let's bring up this scenario that he's telling you. And so you are driving along, and he's telling you, there will be a shop, you turn left there, okay, you turn left there, and then after 2 streets, you take a right, and then you take a left, and then there will be a mini roundabout, past that, go straight, and he gives you all the direction. How easy is that for you? Very easy. Now bring a scenario where you don't have nobody to assist you and you are in an area, maybe somewhere in Africa, a jungle, where you really don't know and you can't ask nobody and you don't know which direction to take and you are lost. Suratul Fatiha and your Salah is your TomTom GPR connecting you to Allah. That Ya Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, show me the straight path. I am living in this dunya and make sure I don't go into entries which are forbidden. I don't cross the borders in which you will become naraz. Allah, let me be connected to you. Allah, show me the straight path. 5 times a day this man is saying, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, show me the straight path. Allah, show me the straight path. Allah, show me the straight path. Imagine the Quran has selected for us and Allah pinpoints for us. You want Jannatul Firdaus? No problem. Repay your salah. Aaj ghar mein ek choti si cheez we need to repay. Foreign, we will call a person, by the painting is not there, repair that. Oh, this bulb needs to be changed. Oh, this needs to be changed for our household. We are so concerned. But what about our salah? Because we pray every day, 5 times a day, it's not something that we should take for granted. Because we are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at least for your farz namaz, give it that quality. And understand, internalize what you're saying. And this will come also when you make sure that whatever arkan you do, the postures that you do, do it with ease and calm. MashaAllah, when you go for ruku, do ruku properly. And when you stand up from ruku, stand up properly from ruku. Don't just do half a ruku and dive into your sajda. Stand up properly from ruku and wait. And do your sajda properly. Enjoy your salah. Enjoy your salah. And inshallah, if we practice enjoying our salah, you will see that, you will feel that you have read something. You will enjoy it. This is how you will attain khushu. And ulama have said, after your farz namaz or after your salah, always get into the habit of asking Allah. Always get into the habit of asking Allah. Wallahi, there is no better ni'mat than crying in front of Allah. What is it? Crying. You know, if you can't cry to Allah, then there is seriously something wrong with you. Forgive me. You know. If you can't cry to your Lord, to your Allah, then there is something seriously wrong with us. This heart needs to be repaired. You know, we put all sorts of things in the heart, you know, but a person needs to repair. If you can't cry to Allah, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُونَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, when they listen to the Quran and when they pray the Quran, they are crying. What are they? Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ill, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that tell Abu Bakr fal yusalli bin nas, that he should lead the people in congregation and that he should be the imam. And his daughter Amma Aisha, she said, "Oh, Ya Rasulullah, if my father is going to lead the salah, then the Quran has such an impact on my father that you will only see him crying and you will only hear and see tears coming out. That's it. He will start crying." Yani this is how the companions were. Subhanallah al-Azim. And today, when is last that we cried? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that Harram Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the fire of Jahannam, man baka min khashyatillah harramahu Allahu alayhi an-nar, that person who cries from the fear of Allah, Allah has made Jahannam haram for him. Allah has made Jahannam haram for him. The one who cries from the fear of Allah. And brothers, you know the difference between the fire of this dunya and the fire of Jahannam? The fire of this dunya is a fire that can burn anybody, a good man and an evil man. An innocent person also it will burn. It will not look that, oh, this man is an innocent man. No. The fire of this dunya will burn anybody that comes in front. But the fire of Jahannam is slightly different. The fire of Jahannam will only burn that person who is evil, disobedient to Allah. It does not touch that person who is obedient to Allah. Do you see the difference? That is why in one hadith it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the people of Jannah that if you identify anyone that you know who is in Jahannam and you want to do shafa'at and intercede for him, then I will accept your intercede, we will take him out from Jahannam. Allah save us from Jahannam. But how will the shafa'at be done? Jahannam is down and on top there is a bridge that is called Pul Sirat. What is it? Pul Sirat. So there will be a bridge that will be put on top. And so one by one the angels will say that let them go on top of the bridge. So the people of Iman will go for identification. Will go for identification. And the Jahannamiyun will be pushed out, that stand. And see if somebody recognizes you. That is why in this dunya, the company of pious people is very important. Maybe they can intercede. Who knows? Allah save us from Jahannam. And in the hadith it comes, as the people of Iman, if they take a bit of time, Jahannam will complain to the angels. And Jahannam will say to the angel, that tell the people of Jannah to quickly identify, because the noor of the Iman is weakening my flames. Is weakening my flames. Can you imagine that? So Jahannam does not burn anybody except for those who have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another difference between Jahannam and the fire of dunya and the fire of Jahannam is that the fire of this dunya, when it burns and when it erupts, you will see that there is light everywhere and it's like as if something is shining. You will, even if it is in the night, you will know. Because it's all yellow and it will brighten everything. It will brighten everything. But the fire of Jahannam, when it is in full blaze, it will darken everything. That is the difference. It will darken. But the difference is that the fire of dunya, water will douse it and extinguish it. Water. But the fire of Jahannam, there is no water. The Atlantic Ocean is not enough for that Jahannam. But one drop that comes out from the eye is enough to douse and wipe out one entire section of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Tears. Such a na'mah, my respected brothers. Tears. Let us cry to Allah before people cry on us when we die. People cry on us when we die. Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. So number one, if we want to enter into Jannatul Firdaus, what are we going to look at? Ji? Repair our salah. Repairing our salah does not mean that you take 25 minutes for each sunnat, half an hour. Then what will happen? You will stop coming to the masjid. You will get so tired that you won't come to the masjid. No, by repairing means just Mashallah, do your arkan properly, your postures properly. Internalize the meaning of Subhanallah, Subhanu Rabbi al-A'la. Understand the meaning of At-Tahiyyat, Durood Sharif, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, whatever dua, dua-e kunud, and the surahs that you will generally read. Internalize that. And listen to the Quran attentively. And try to have khushu'a, do wudu properly. Do wudu properly. And when you do wudu properly, this is something also very, very important. These are the things that we need to look at. So that is condition number one for someone who wants to enter into Jannatul Firdaus. Very quickly, condition number two. This was number one, and condition number two. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعَرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعَرِضُونَ. What does that mean? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعَرِضُونَ. And they are those people who stay away from useless speech and activities. What are they? They are people who stay away from useless speech and useless activities. This ayat is talking about time wasting. If there is something that is not going to benefit you in this world or the hereafter, then believe me, this is not going to give you Jannatul Firdaus. If you are on your WhatsApp and you are there and all the time you are there and you are on your computer and you are doing things which are wrong, or you are on your mobile phone talking, wasting time, like you'll find some ladies at home, they will yap, half an hour, you still want to phone home and it is still engaged. But what are you talking about? Kya hua? Itni sari guftagu bhai. But what can you do? Can you beat women? Wo hoti hai tab bhi takleef, nahi hoti hai tab bhi takleef. Aaj hi kisi ne phone mein mujhe kaha. Today one brother was talking to me. He says, Mauli sahab, I don't know about women. I says, why, what happened? He says, when you have them, it's problematic. When you don't have them, it's problematic. I said, my brother, have them. What is it? Have them. It's reassuring for you. Have them, bhai. Inke bagair hamara chara nahi hai, bhai. We need women. What is it? We need women. Women is something that is our necessity. What do you mean you don't want women? And so, my respected brothers and elders, Allahu Akbar Kafira. Anything that is useless, ghibat, backbiting, slandering, swearing, accusing, and, you know, listening to things that are of no concern to you. All of these things are wasting time. It is of no faida to you. It is of no faida to you. And so in this ayat kareema, Allah is reminding us, don't waste your time. Mu'aridun, these are people who turn away from things that are useless. Useless speech and useless activities. Yes, of course, you know, somebody, mashallah, he's done all his ibadat and he wants to play and he wants to enjoy a bit. Have your enjoyment, mashallah. Go out, enjoy whatever you need to do, do a bit. But don't make it something that is eating away everything about you and you don't realize. Some people are addicted. Some people are addicted. I met one brother and he took me to his front room and there was a massive screen. What was there? This big screen. So he says, Maulana, you want to join me? I said, my musallis are not watching me. Bichare, we are mujhse zyada nek hai. But anyway, I didn't say that, but I'm just for a bit of humor. I says, what do you want me to join you? He goes, let's play a game. And this guy had the works. I mean, you name it, he's got it. So he's playing with people in South America, in China, serious business, and these are games that he is playing, and he's got a list of names there. And he's so addicted to it, bichara, that the father is begging him that I have a shop, take responsibility, by dukan mein kaam karo, but his heart is attached there. And he's got the works. And he is married, he has children. Bachcha nahi, bhai, I'm talking about in the late 40s. What is he? Late 40s, and he's doing ninja fighting with somebody. Somebody in South America, and he says, look at the names Paolo and Baolo and this name. Who are these people? You don't even know when you're fighting because of the internet. Subhanallah al-Azim, Allahu Akbar. Think that this is your grave. Think, What will come? What will come? How shaitan is playing with us. And today when you give good advice to somebody, people don't like it. People don't like it. That is the problem. Good people are those who take good advice. And just to conclude, how dangerous it is. There was a man who went to this slave bazaar where they would sell slave in those days. So there was one very young, strong slave, but going for a very cheap price. So this man said, how come this young boy is so cheap? So the one at the back said that he's my slave and I'm selling him cheap because he's got one disease. So what is his disease? He says, the disease is that he's a qattat. What is he? A qattat means two-faced person. What is he? So this person said, oh, two-faced, what does it affect me? No problem, I'll buy him. Mujhe kya hai? I'm just looking at his energy and his physique, and he's a young man. He'll do the works. He's a qattat. What does he do? A tail carrier. Yahan ki baat wahan aur wahan ki baat yahan. Two-faced. Anyway, this boy came to this youngster, and he started working, and now obviously this disease was already in him. You know, shaitan does not allow you to rest. So he wanted to play mischief. So he went to the husband and he says, Master, I hope you don't mind what I have to say to you. So he says, no, tell me. Because please don't take offense. It's not my business, but I love you and I want to say something to you. I love you and I want to say something. So go and tell me. Kusumi, do you know your wife is having an affair? Do you know your wife is having an affair? My wife having an affair? With who? Because Master, you are out in your business, but your wife is at home, and believe me, I am at home, and she's having an affair with somebody. And tonight she is planning, both of them have plot to kill you. And I will also tell you how she will kill you. She will kill you with like a scissors to cut you from the throat. To cut you from the throat. So tonight when you sleep, close your eyes, but be alert. So he wanted to know that, is this true or not? Okay, thank you, bye, jazakallah, tumne ka. Then he went to the wife, master's wife, and said, you know, I want to say something to you. I say this out of love. I am like your son. I want to say something. Do you know that my master is having an affair with another lady and he is planning to marry her and take another wife? So he's having an affair, I've seen that. So the wife got angry. What do you mean, my husband? Yeah. So he goes out, but I've seen him. He's always with this one lady. So she said, okay, what to do? So he said, you know what? I know one sheikh. He's an amil. What is he? He's an amil. He can do the ilaj and we can slowly pull him out from that lady. But you have to do one thing. I've already done the homework and I've spoken to him. So he said, what is it? He says, what you have to do is when your husband is sleeping, so he's got a beard. So, the back portion of the beard, I want you to cut and take out a few hairs, strands of hair. A few strands of hair from the back here. And give it to me and I will give it to that amil and then we will pray and do whatever we need to do. So she said, are you sure? He goes, yeah, do it. Who will know? Just a bit of trimming. And do this tonight. So the lady took small scissors. Just looked at the husband. Wallahumma bismika mutu ahyai paray. Wo par to liya hai usne. Just looking. You know, some men, they snore very quickly. What is it? Some men, they snore. So, and she looked. She says, okay, this is a nice time. So the husband is sleeping and she takes the scissors and she's about to snip a few strands of hair. And the husband now opens the eyes. He was never sleeping. He was angry. Oh, what my slave said was right. Can you imagine? She's having an affair and she wants to slit my throat. In anger, he got the lady, took the scissors, and he slit her throat. On the spot she died. On the spot she, anger. This is what anger does. Anger does this. Allahu Akbar. Now, when the girl's family find out that the husband has killed the girl, their daughter, Then all of them come and they kill the husband. What do they do? Both husband and wife killed because of a two-faced person. And you get people like them in this world, two-faced. And that is why on the day of Qiyamah, a two-faced person will be punished. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah save us.
Amen.
So Allah is saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. And we don't understand. We don't understand. Nothing. There was one man who was making dua, and they are good people. Sorry, there was one man sitting, and he is saying that you are not my Allah, you are not my Rabb, and I am not your slave. What was he saying? And this was Islami Hukumat. And he is saying that you are not my Rabb, and I am not your slave. Now in those days people were pious, good Muslims, and the leaders were good. So they said to him, what are you talking about? How can you openly say that? Allah is not your Rabb and you are not his slave. And so people went and reported this to the police there. And this matter was taken to the judge. And the judge said, arrest him. He might, if he is murtad, we will punish him. So they got him and the judge said to him that, is it true that this is what you have been saying now lately? He says, yes. Why are you saying that? He goes, but you don't understand why I am saying this. Now you see, the other side also is that we should never ever think negative of a person because you don't know why he is saying something. So now this person is saying, Judge Saab, I am not saying that Allah, I am speaking to my nafs. My nafs is telling me to do guna, so I am doing my own islah and I am saying to my nafs, that you are not my Allah and I'm not going to be your slave. You are not my Allah and I am not your slave. But my Allah is my Allah, of course I do ita'at of my Allah. But because my nafs is telling me to do guna, I am reminding him, no, there is someone greater. You are not my Allah and I am not your slave. I will never listen to you. So Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, if we want Jannatul Firdaus, Allah give us Jannatul Firdaus. We learn today how many points? 2 points. Number one, Salah. And number two, that we turn away from useless speech and useless activity. Something that is unproductive, meaningless. Something that is not benefiting us in this world and the hereafter. In fact, do something that is productive. Helping somebody that is productive. MashaAllah, you will get the sawab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. InshaAllah, just for a few minutes, if you shut your eyes and do muraqabah. InshaAllah. It is the cleansing of the heart, inshaAllah. And this zikr is a very high form of zikr. And think that your heart is taking the name of Allah, doing the tasbih of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.